By the way, belated happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. 29?
And a few.
Okay, well, pretty close anyway. Hey, let's talk about a few things. Where are we as far as the Uber ordinance is concerned in College Station?
We're going to have that on consent tomorrow night. We had a great presentation from staff. They did a phenomenal job. Aubrey Nettles did. And she had multiple conversations with the cab drivers and with Uber drivers and the Uber company, and I think we've got a good compromise that's enforceable.
Oh. I know that the Ringer Library expansion is something that's going on in the workshop. You're going to kind of look at what the new look is going to be there?
Yeah. It was on the bond issue in 2008. The voters approved $8 million for the expansion project. Our internal auditor, Ty Elliott, did an audit of the library, and he found that there were some areas that were underutilized, there were some areas that were overutilized, and that really a new concept or flow inside the building would probably serve us best. So a lot of those recommendations we're going to see in this library design.
Well, I guess one more thing, as libraries change and the way people use them changes,
right.
the flow could certainly
make
a difference.
So we're doing a lot of e-books now and that sort of thing.
You know, one of the things that has been in the works for a while is what's going to happen to the building where the Arts Council is located. It's a great location right there adjacent to Wolf Pen Creek. A lot of things can be done there. What steps has the city taken for utilization there?
Well, we have put in this year's budget a review of the design and perhaps looking at it in the future as a senior center. But the Arts Council lease is up in March, and they are looking with the CVB for a new location since they both utilize the same type of space in terms of gallery and visitor center sort of thing. And so we have given them an extension for a year with the option of another year, and that'll be on our agenda tomorrow night as well.
Mayor Nancy Barry joining us from College Station. Once again, we were looking at these ratings this week, and Wallet Hub does a lot of ratings on a lot of different things, and College Station ended up pretty high up there, really.
Number two is the best small university towns
in
the country.
Yeah, that's pretty good stuff that's going on
there. It really is. I think, you know, we have a phenomenal city staff and terrific council. And I think it shows.
Yeah, it's rolling right along. We talked to Congressman Bill Flores earlier this morning. Of course, there are going to be 21 Syrian refugees who are going to be coming into Texas. I don't know that we know necessarily where all of them are going to go. Has there been any outreach to College Station that any of them might be here?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. And last, I guess, let's talk about we had a story this week. We're finally starting to talk about the I-14 corridor. That will eventually, I don't think in my lifetime, will come through Bryan College Station.
Yeah, well, that's exciting news to have an interstate.
Yeah,
the I-14 coalition is a forts to ports. It starts in Savannah and ends in West Texas, and it's following the 190-30 corridor through central part of Texas, and there are parts of this that are already at interstate quality, like from Killeen to Fort Hood, and so they will automatically and become I-14. And just like I-69 in Houston, there's parts of it that are completed and parts are not. It's just that once you get that interstate designation, you're eligible for federal funds for it, and so once the federal funds come, construction can begin. I mean, it's basically, you know, widening some roads and putting in barriers and stuff.
But again, like you say, the linchpin is that you start getting federal bucks in here.
Exactly.
that you couldn't get before. Finally, I know you're going to pat some city employees on the back today tomorrow for a job well done.
We are indeed. We're going to recognize our employees that have been long-term employees, 20, 30, 35, 25 years employees, and we're going to also introduce the nominees for Employee of the Year and announce the winner. And that's always exciting because I think we have a phenomenal city staff. And when you hear the resumes of these eight or nine finalists, you're just really blown away. They all go above and beyond. And so just to be nominated is an honor.
Sure, yeah. Looking forward to that. Well, okay, anything else you got for us today?
Yeah, it's apply for a city committee or board or commission time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so if you want to serve on any board or committee, we need you. And so you have to be a College Station resident and a qualified buyer. A
buyer.
Qualified voter.
Okay, all right, do that.
But it's okay if you spend your tax dollars
sure.
here, too.
Yeah. Please do.
And the deadline is December 31st, so go online, see what boards or commissions you might have an interest in, and apply.
Yeah.
We'd love to have you. And we do, the council does take very seriously the recommendations that come from these committees.
Yeah, and again, so, doesn't mean you'll get in the one that you want, but never hurts to apply.
Yeah, you do a 1, 2, 3 choice, and...
Yeah.
Just depends on how many people apply, but we want as many qualified applicants as possible.
That's it. All right, very good. Well, thank you a lot. Have a good, I guess we won't, we may be done. I don't know. The 22nd, are you in town on the 22nd?
I am.
Oh, okay. Well, you can come back on the 22nd if you want to. All right, thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you. Always a pleasure. That's